your vitamins, get plenty of exercise, sleep well, and you'll be healthy. But your body's health is so much more than just physical. Staying informed, being happy, and keeping a positive frame of mind are equally important. Pamela Clark is here to keep you up to date about your health, well-being, and staying healthy in the new millennium. 1-866-377-TALK is the number to call to ask questions and exercise your brain. Pamela Clark cares about your health right here on the Essential Talk Network.
Hello, I'm Pamela Clark. Welcome to another edition of Your Health, broadcast exclusively on the Essential Talk Network. Today's subject is living with Tourette syndrome. Yesterday's show was all about the medical side of the scientific side, I guess we could say, of Tourette syndrome, which is a neurological or neurochemical disorder which is characterized by tics. Now, they're involuntary, rapid, sudden movements or vocalizations that occur repeatedly in the same way. Our guest yesterday was Duncan McKinley, a director of the Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada, and we're very privileged to have Duncan back again today to talk about what it's like to live with Tourette Syndrome. He was diagnosed at the age of 19, although he says he knew it was a secret by age 7. Sorry there, Duncan, I was mixing up the intro there.
Not a problem.
Welcome back, Duncan.
I couldn't be happier to be back. You just mentioned how I got diagnosed when I was at 19. I actually got diagnosed very serendipitously through an Ann Landers newspaper article. And I'll tell you, it was the most pivotal moment of my life where, you know, for years and years and years, I had been pretending this wasn't going on and feeling socially ostracized and just completely alone and like the biggest freak in the world. And I'll tell you, my life changed forever for the better the day I heard the word Tourette syndrome. And I'm so excited and privileged to be on this show, not once but twice, to be able to hopefully help someone else have that same sort of experience where maybe they don't know what's going on and they just happen to be lucky enough to be tuned into your radio show today.
Well, Duncan, we've got so many postings that we didn't address yesterday, so that we've got to get to work today. We've got a lot of things to cover. But Ann Landers saved the day. How was that?
That was just phenomenal. Actually, there's quite a few media folks out there that really deserve a lot of kudos. I know Ann Landers, she at least once a year has an article on Tourette syndrome, just simply because she has such an astounding response every time she mentions anything about Tourette syndrome. So it's just become a regular thing for her. As well, the talk show host on television, Maury Povich, he now regularly does an annual Tourette syndrome show because of the people that just come out of the woodwork every time he raises a little bit more awareness. And he, I know, recently won an Educators or a Public Awareness Award from the Tourette Syndrome Association, which is the Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada's, partner in raising awareness down south of the border.
That's fabulous. It's coming. More information is getting out there. I see that more and more people are interested in it, which, right through all of the postings, I think we missed about 7 or 8 yesterday. That's embarrassing, you know, directing the interview directly to that.
Well, it's hard to get me to shut up, so understood.
Oh, no. Well, I'll just jump right in. Okay.
Yep.
I'm from Margaret from Regina. Is Tourette syndrome an affliction? Now, I think we covered most of that yesterday, but if you want to briefly sum it.
Sure. They don't understand the genetics exactly. As I mentioned yesterday, they have some hints. They basically, they understand the bones that may be responsible for Tourette syndrome, 8, 11, and 19 are the best bar. And in essence, to summarize what they believe is that there's probably a number of different genes. They may combine in sort of an additive sense, and you maybe show some of the associated problems with Tourette syndrome, some emotional management problems, some stuck obsessing rumination problems, where when you've got two or perhaps even more, they're not sure, as I say, it's just a model, then the full-blown Tourette syndrome comes out. So long-time moms get a bad rap. They said it's a dominant gene, and it's all your fault. But they seem to have moved beyond that now, and as I say, some of the more current models suggest, well, you get sides of the family, and certainly I can see that in my own family anecdotally, and the pedigree analyses, which is basically where genetic researchers go back into the family tree seems to support this model as well.
And if you have Tourette syndrome, what is the chance of having a child?
Well, again, the exact genetics, they're not going to be able to say that for sure. Based on the model that I think follows the current evidence, so far a model by a fellow by the name of Cummings, who's a medical doctor down in California, based on his model, you would expect there's about a 50-50 chance of passage. So mom would have to have the gene, dad would have to have the gene, and they would each have a chance of passing on the gene. So based on that, you've got a 25% probability that you'll get both. You've got a 50% probability that you and from either mom or dad, and probability that you won't get any of the genes. So I guess if I done the math right quickly in my head, you've got about a half and half chance of showing something, whether it's a lesser problem than Tourette's or not, and there's a chance, 1 in 4 chance of showing the full-blown Tourette's if parents are carrying the gene.
So both parents would have to have it. But then again, if neither of your parents have had it, take root of this seems to be quite a puzzle.
It definitely is, because what complicates things is that a person can carry one gene, so says the model anyway, and not necessarily show it. For example, in my family, assumedly both carry the gene. However, you have to look beyond my father to see evidence of the gene. My mom, she had a lot in common, and I think our relationship has improved a bit more, but to understand a little bit more why we were clashing so much. I think we had a lot of similar deep skin.
Well, that sounds like a typical parent, child or teenager relationship.
Oh, for sure.
Do you think your mom displayed symptoms of Tourette?
Not of the full-blown Tourette. As I mentioned, when your one of the genes show, not the full-blown case, but in my mother, she's certainly quite a few obsessions and compulsions and a lot of E and such. Again, nothing that's diagnosable. It's what we call subclinical. It gives me clues to where I came from.
Well, any indication that increasing of how it begins, and maybe for other kids too, they can recognize certain things, or parents would recognize certain things in themselves.
Oh, for sure. I think one of the real advantages, actually, of having Tourette's, and you can look at it very negativistically and say, well, a lot of people have disorders, a lot of people have pebbles in their shoes, but they can hide them, and mine's out there for the whole world to see and judge and ridicule. But you can swing that around also and say, boy, do I have an opportunity, because a lot of people can be pretty good at hiding from their negatives. The little uglies that they don't like about themselves, they can avoid. And in which case, they continue to trip you up continuously throughout your life because you're not dealing with them. I think one of the real positives and advantages of Tourette's syndrome is that I can't ignore it. It's wrapped up and tied with a bow and shoved in my face daily. And so I really have no other choice but to confront a lot of things about myself. And while that's a lot of work, that's a lot of things that maybe a lot of other people growing up don't have to address, boy, can it have a lot of strength to it, because I think that I'm at a point now of self-acceptance about myself, self-awareness, that a lot of people maybe take a lot more years than I have to get to, because I really had no other choice but to deal with it.
Your testimony to the power of positive thinking, Duncan,
it's
amazing, I've just heard from our producer that we've got Kelly Haynes on the line as well. Kelly,
oh,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. Long time no speak.
Yes.
I'll introduce the two of you. Obviously, they know each other. Kelly Haynes is a 32-year-old ventriloquist and an actor who has Tourette syndrome. Kelly is also working with Duncan on the www.tourette.ca, that's the website for the Tourette Syndrome Foundation of Canada. We're going to take a short commercial break here, but please, everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of your health and what it's like to live with Tourette syndrome. If you have a comment or question, call us toll-free 1-866-377-8255 or go to the Daily Debate site, and we promise we'll get to your posting today. We'll be right back with more on your health.